B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
How bad is it? So Tyrone went by. You were sitting with Tyrone last night?
We were in the same row, so he was on the opposite side. But I looked over to see how he was reacting, just like me, jumping up and down, going nuts.
Dad,
I saw his tweet
last
night.
Let it go, baby. Let it go, man. It's awesome.
And he goes, Ben Simmons greater than Ray Allen.
That's
a good tweet.
It's a great tweet.
610-632-0975. See, Anthony, look, I look at our board today, and I see some Eagles on there, and I see a lot of Ben Simmons and Sixers. This is the confluence of sports right now. It's when it's all happening at the same time. Like, it'd be great if the Phillies could come along for the ride and the confluence would have meaningful baseball in Philly, but that's just not in the cards right now. It's just not in the cards, unfortunately. But the confluence is here of all
that's
of these
my
great...
word that I say all the time.
I
the
love
confluence
it.
Of all sports.
Yeah, it's the greatest time of year.
It is a shame, though, because you got three game fives. Two today and one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, the baseball playoffs have been fascinating.
Dude, how about the Astros?
I can't believe it.
Push to the brink. Why did they pitch Verlander on 3 days rest?
Jamie said it during the break. It was a they were scared. It was a move.
Panic move.
Yeah, panic move. Yeah.
You don't do
it's
that.
A team that doesn't need to panic.
Those guys are proven when you mess with them. They're just not unhittable anymore.
Yeah, that's a head scratcher move, and we'll see if they can get through because they were the clear odds on favorite, and if they get knocked out, it's an open field.
Now it's coming back to Houston, so they're lucky with that.
Yeah,
sometimes I still think they win the series.
First of all,
sometimes that pressure at being back at home for that last one can hurt you. I think
I don't think these division rounds should be the best of five.
They got to be seven, Ant.
It's five game series are a thing of the past.
The blink of an eye.
It's a thing of the past. The accurate depiction of who the better team is takes place in seven games.
Yep.
I mean, you know, but this baseball, I'm so close, and it sucks. Right?
You're teetering, man.
I hate the people that run the sport. I hate what they've done to the sport. And you know what's amazing? See tonight. Tonight, I take my kids because I love the game.
You love playoffs.
I hate MLB, but I love baseball.
Mm.
My kids begin their winter ball sessions at the All-Star Baseball Academy in Broomall.
So, a time or two.
So they start winter ball now.
They're starting their winter ball. Yeah, it's their winter ball instructional session.
Is this all indoors? Or
yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they start tonight. Yeah, so I'm excited. You know, they get excited for it.
Yep,
I love the sport itself. I just hate MLB. I hate everything about what they've done. They've ruined that sport. It's amazing how bad. You know, it all begins too with you got teams that have a $50 million payroll. You know, you got teams like the Marlins that shouldn't exist, and you got teams spending $250 million. It's such a disgrace. They killed. The leadership is the worst, and it's amazing why it's dropped off.
Yeah.
Started with Bud Selig, and they celebrate that guy. That guy was a horrible commissioner, dumb as a rock.
He didn't move it forward at all, and balance it.
Horrible,
yep.
Horrible.
Yep.
It's the leadership in that sport is the worst.
No, you're dead right. Let's go to Plymouth Meeting. Talk to Lauren on the Fanatic. Hey, Lauren.
Hi guys, how are you?
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Jace. Listen, this is the first time I've ever gone horse over an exhibition game.
Yes!
I was actually down at the game last night, and I was excited about the arena. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but they made so many awesome renovations.
Oh, it's amazing.
I have a new seat now. Like, it looks really good down there. So
what's the scoreboard, Lauren? That thing is... Have you seen this thing, Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my it's unreal. Listen, it got me so hyped. Like, I saw the screen when I walked in. Well, actually, even when you come into concourse, that's what gets everyone's attention first. You know, with some of the lighting and the paint changes. Oh, my God, it's just beautiful.
New seats. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, the seats are really nice. Like, I'm in section 120, and, you know, I got the new black seats. You know, we have the older red ones, but it's just first just the vibe you get walking into the arena.
It does feel like a new building.
Oh, it really does. oh my God, I thought the same thing. I was like, I can't believe it's the same building as it was last season. It looks like it's just been transformed into something big. So they've already set the stage like that. So, you know, I'm like, oh, this is nice. So then the team comes out and, you know, they have one, the uniform, you know, the dark, I think like gray or whatever. And, I'm like, oh man, this looks really good, you know, out on the floor. And so the game, you know, we were blowing them out. So it wasn't so much about the game.
Right.
It was as much as it was just seeing basketball, you know, getting back into it again. But when I tell you, when Ben had that ball, it was like in my head, I'm like, this is so predictable. He's either going to like just drive down the lane or he's going to like do a quick pass or something like that. But then everyone just started chanting, shoot, shoot, shoot. It was just like a hump. Like we were all in unison. Like it was like the harmony was just like beautiful. We were all like, shoot. And then when he shot that freaking ball, and when I tell you, it wasn't like the quadruple dunk. It was like the Dwayne thing. It literally was like a hot knife through cold butter. It was just like, and it was just beautiful. And the place erupted. And you would have thought we were like the championship. It was so exciting. And for me, it just sets the stage. Like I said, from the moment I walked to the arena, it tells me we are a different team. We are on to, we're doing something completely different. Like, it's no nonsense. Joel is disciplined. Ben is like all in. This team is all in. Elton Brand is all in. The fans are all in. The city is all in. Like, we are going all the freaking way, and everybody is all in, and it is awesome.
That's it, baby.
Oh, we got to put.
That's it, Lauren.
Lauren, you're in the mix, too. For
hey, Drew.
This thing's going to be charting on Billboard by the end of the week.
Well, Lauren got me hyped.
Now, one thing the new scoreboard, like you've seen it at, how big it is, they're not using its full capabilities until regular seasons. So the scoreboard look is big and it's huge and everything, but it actually expands even bigger. And they're not doing that during preseason play.
Yeah.
So it's going to, like, I saw it and it's smaller stage because they're not using its full capabilities till regular season for Sixers or Flyers. So I can't wait to see it tonight and see it expand and get even bigger. Now, did you see what they also added down there?
No.
They added, they're the first professional sports team to add a feature to their stadium. It's on the front page of ESTN.com, and it's also, I got the press release for it. The Wells Fargo Center has unveiled, Anthony, its latest fan experience. It's called the Disassembly Room. It's the first ever rage room in a major professional sports arena.
Yeah, I saw this.
You could go in there, you rent it, and you could like smash TV. You wear protective clothing when you go in.
Yeah.
And you can smash stuff. I've never even thought like...
It's a genius idea.
It really is.
It stemmed from... Do you remember the car that years ago, before playoff games, the Flyers and the Sixers would have
painted up
a car. Like there was a Penguin. Well, I remember the Penguin car.
Yeah.
And you would hit it with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, you stand on like the roof and you're trying to smash the windshield and kill the logo.
Yeah.
And like the stuff inside this disassembly room is going to have logoed of like the opponent of who you're playing. Yeah. But you can go in there and like just like be a rock star and go nuts, you know, like trash the hotel room.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's pretty, like it's something you go, why would you put that in there? Because you want your team to do well, but it's a genius idea, and I'll be interested to see.
It's a novelty.
Yeah, if other arenas or stadiums do it outside of, like, you know, in the parking lot at a tailgate where they would take a car.
It's a novelty, you know.
Yeah.
A bunch of dudes.
Smashing stuff's always fun. It's cathartic.
Yeah.
So I might have to go in there from time to time. You know, a bad night on the power play, I'm going to go to the disassembly room and
maybe
rip off a sink or something.
We do one here at the Fanatic. We're doing all this construction anyway.
Yeah. We can do demo.
Right.
I've always wanted to be like the demo guy with the sledgehammer to knock everything down.
I can see you
doing that. Yeah. It'd be fun. Let's take a timeout, actually. Couple open lines, 610-632-0975. Now, coming up in a little bit, we're going to hear from Doug Peterson. His Wednesday availability is going to happen at 11:30, and we'll hear from the quarterback today, Carson Wentz, 12:55. We'll hear from both of them today in advance of the teeth of the NFL schedule, which is upon us. The Eagles will travel to Minneapolis, take on the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, first of the three straight road games, and really the first of the six games in total that determines so much for this season. So we'll hear from the coach. We'll hear from the quarterback. Stay tuned. It is the Midday Show. We've got that $100 gift certificate to Primo's to give away. We got Temple tickets to give away and much more here on the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me talk about Window Nation, because Mother Nature, she has this little weird way of giving you a sign. It's when the leaves change. It means the temperatures are about to drop, so it means it's time to change out your old windows. It means cold weather's coming. Preparation for the holidays and winterizing your home, that begins now. So start with the project that's going to give you the most bang for your buck. It's new windows. Window Nation, they'll protect your home from the coming nasty winter weather and reduce your energy bills in the process, and that'll save you money. It's a no-brainer. So call Window Nation today. Get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus, for the next 2 weeks, this is incredible, no interest for 5 years. New windows today and no interest for 60 months. It's Window Nation's best deal of the year. Bottom line, call Window Nation, the company that's over 80,000 homeowners have already trusted. And don't wait till after the holidays arrive and the cold weather's already here. Take care of it now. There's still time to get your windows ordered and installed. So call 1-866-90-NATION today and get two free windows for every two you buy and 0% interest for 5 full years, 60 months. Visit windownation.com. And when you do, tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
11 a.m. hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Okay.
It's 11:22 right here on the Midday Show. By the way, Flyer hockey tonight. They're back.
I got the suit in the car.
The home opener.
Yep. Suits in the car. Everything fresh from the dry cleaner beginning of the year. They'll go back to the dry cleaner after the season, hopefully after our playoff run. But suits in the car, man.
How you feeling about tonight?
Look at this. I when I go suit in the car, I don't want to bring an extra pair of socks. So I wear the dress socks with the sweatpants.
I can't do the dress socks with the sneakers.
It's a weird feeling, dude.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah.
Really? I've done the dress socks and shorts, like leaving a wedding the next morning or something.
That's like the walk of shame.
Yeah.
Shorts.
Yeah, so like a couple weeks ago.
That's like an old man on the beach.
A couple weeks ago, I went to a wedding in Reading, and I drove up for the wedding Saturday morning. We did the one night at the hotel, so I didn't bring any other clothes. I brought my suit, got changed, and then wore the shorts and a t-shirt to bed that I wore to going up to Reading, and then went home.
Yeah, but you went home with dress socks on and sneakers?
That was the only socks I brought.
Yeah, but you can't wear long socks and shorts.
That's fine. I had to stop at the Allentown rest area too. Went to the bathroom. People were staring at me. I don't care.
See, do you up your game with your socks though?
Yeah.
All right.
Some nice stripes, different colors.
Yeah, I said I got it.
No, but he's wearing long dress socks.
Yeah.
Don't go with shorts.
You look like a clown.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
Bobo the clown.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
I pack light, man.
I'm a socksman. Like, I got to have the right socks.
Are you an ankle sock guy? What's your height?
I'm an ankle sock guy. I don't like the long socks.
Yeah, I do. I like the long socks.
Unless it's dress socks.
Okay, yeah, I like
dress socks is supposed to be ankles, or supposed to be long socks.
I'd wear stirrups all the time if I can, but that'd be frowned upon.
Right.
You should wear stirrups when you produce.
Yes.
I feel like baseball. He should wear a uniform.
Yeah.
I like the manager.
But I like the short sock. I'm with the ankle sock
guy. Yeah, I don't go ankle anymore. I go with the long because I like to be able to jack them up, get a little compression every once in a while.
But you can't.
The calf.
You can't wear them with the shorts. So
no. Well, you gotta scrunch them. See, I shouldn't do that because that makes my legs look even shorter, which I don't need any help doing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like an ankle sock would lengthen me, but I tend not to lengthen very well.
Well, you know, you just gave me an idea.
I just like it. I just like the way it feels. I don't like anything on my calf.
Oh, okay. Well, you had the calf issue, too. Yeah, you're very sensitive on the calves.
Well, I had
the Achilles
tendon. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Halloween midweek this year?
Halloween.
Yeah, I'm going to dress it. I'm going to be Gabe Kapler for Halloween. Yeah. I'll come in here with the jersey, aviators, the stopwatch that he always holds for God knows what reason because they don't steal bases.
Halloween's a Thursday.
All right, I'll dress up as Gabe Kapler.
On that Thursday?
Rub some coconut oil on me.
Nice.
A little ice cream for lunch and a spittoon. Well, that'll be, you better get tan. Gabe's got a nice tan.
Let's open it up and chat.
Yes. Yeah, well, he'll still be the manager, so don't worry.
Yeah, I'm about to put, I'm really close to the moratorium of no Phillies.
Like shock collar treatment?
It's a no Phillies zone.
Yeah. Where if you even mention that word, it's because like you get landmined.
Because he mentions Kapler, and I start getting angry.
Your skin crawls.
Yeah, I'm the mention of them, the mention of the sport, it's just terrible. I feel angry.
Yeah. Well, you're angry with them, is it hurting your playoff experience? Like, cause like you mentioned, you got 3 game 5s. You got, Atlanta today and St. Louis.
No, I've watched all the
pitching matchups.
Well, Bueller and Strasburg.
Yeah. How about that today? And that line, the Dodgers, a -160 fave. With Bueller going against Strasburg today. So.
Now, it's
going
to be interesting because the Braves, they're at home, but they got to face Flaherty.
Mm-hmm.
They got Fulton Evans. The last game, Fulton Evans pitched his heart out.
Yep.
He pitched a gem, and they got to Flaherty.
I was stunned the last outing.
Can that happen twice?
It's got Cardinals written all over it.
They're a trim fave today, -110, the Cards on the road. +100 for...
The Cards are Dracula. I hate the Cardinals.
They always seem to be there, don't they?
I'd rather see the Cardinals than the Braves.
Yeah, I would as well. Well, we'll see how it plays out today. It'll be very interesting. 3 games in the bigs today, so we'll see how that plays out. Also, we're going to hear from Doug Peterson momentarily.
Two.
What's that?
Two today, right?
No, three. Today. Oh, no, the other one's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
The 10th, yeah, that's my bad. Yeah, they have them all listed here, it's the same, but I didn't see the date. We'll hear from Doug coming up in a couple minutes, and we'll see what he's got to say regarding Sidney Jones, DeSean Jackson, and preparations for Minnesota on Sunday. Big, 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 big football weekend for the Eagles. I can't wait for this. Like this, the week and a half with
I'm scared.
It feels like a bye week and then more because the Jets was like, there wasn't a hype.
Yeah.
Matt.
I'm looking forward to it too. I'm scared though, to be honest with you.
Are you?
I'm nervous.
Are we going to Doug right now? Let's go to Doug Peterson.
Let's go. What's up?
Can you update us on any of the injury situations and who you expect to practice?
As far as the injury report goes, on the guys that are, a little more long term or a little more week to week, there's really no updates on those guys. I mean, the Darbys and Maddox. Guys like that. Maddox, Timmy, I mean, those guys. DeSean, we're going to try to at least progress him this week, try to get him on the field, see what he can do from a rehab standpoint see where he's at and go from there. And the other guys, we'll practice.
When you say get him on the field, you mean like just
rehab, okay. Just aside from us. Yeah.
Are there any benchmarks that Sean needs to hit, from a health standpoint that show he's progressing?
I'm not familiar with the injury that he has, but I would think with a guy like DeSean, who's, he's a track guy, he's a runner, obviously he's got to have a level of comfort with that injury. All the stopping and starting and things of that nature. So it's really until he gets to that point that we make a decision.
Doug, these next few opponents, actually probably the next 6 have really good defenses, maybe even better than what you faced the Jets. So what's it going to take to kind of put together a complete game offensively?
Well, thanks for reminding me. We just focus one at a time, honestly. We're focused on the Vikings this week. This is a really good opponent. Good test, good defense, good offense. They're well coached. They're a disciplined group. You know, but this is the start of kind of that run you're talking about for us. And if you want to get to where you want to get to at the end of the year, you know, these are games that are sort of benchmark games for us. And, you know, great game plan, both sides of the ball, really all three phases. Players got to execute that game plan. We got to handle, you know, crowd noise this week, loud stadium, obviously. So it's got to be a great week of preparation. Guys got to be dialed in.
Doug, obviously Sidney's hamstrings are a recurring issue the last couple of years. What can you guys do preventively to try to reduce them or eliminate them? Is there anything he can do?
I think as from a player standpoint, I think sometimes too, you sort of have to push yourself. You know, you got to break through that threshold. You got to push yourself through that and feel that level of comfort as an athlete. And then, you know, we monitor these guys, you know, every day with the amount of running and conditioning. Sometimes it's even extra conditioning, you know, for guys as they are healthy and can do that, just to stay on top of this stuff. And, you know, everybody's built a little bit differently, you know. Body gets tugged and pulled in different ways, but we do everything we can through our medical staff to keep them healthy and try to prevent as best we can.
At this point, how much do you have to worry about his confidence being that he hasn't been able to stay on the field?
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, we got to keep in mind, you know, because you don't want the player, in this case, Sidney, focused on the injury, you know, because then it doesn't allow him to play or play fast. So we have to make sure that, you know, and he has to make sure that he's 100% before we put him back out there so that he can be confident, you know, in his ability.
To follow up on Jordan Howard, what you said Monday, his role has seemed to increase these past two games especially. Are you viewing it like what you saw these past two games is what it is, what's going to happen going forward, or do you expect it to grow even more?
Yeah, I'm kind of viewing it as whoever kind of gets the hot hand and how the game kind of unfolds with the running, the style of running that we do. I mean, we've got, you know, we've talked about this before. We've got runs built for, and everybody can do the run game plan. You know, it's not like they can't, but we have certain runs for certain guys. And, you know, it's just happened that the last couple, the way the defenses have played, that Jordan's kind of gotten more of the touches. But it takes nothing away from Miles. Miles is very capable of doing that. We're comfortable with Miles, very confident with Miles. You know, he might be a little better in the passing game than say Jordan is. So, you know, we've used him there as well. Sometimes it's the hot hand. You know, all our guys are very capable of handling the load.
Has Jordan exceeded what you expected of him?
No, this is what we expected of him when we got him. Yeah.
Doug, what's a key or two to be successful against Mike Zimmer defenses that have you found?
You know, I think one, you know, this is it's an aggressive style of play, meaning the front four guys really get after the passer, being able to protect Carson, not only on first and second down, but he's got a pretty extensive blitz package on third down and how he can rush, unique ways of rushing the passer on third down. So being able to protect Carson. And then I think the other key really is you got to be positive on your plays have got to be positive on first down. And so it's an area that we kind of struggled at the beginning of the season. We've gotten better here recently, but staying ahead of those chains, keeping yourself in second and shorter distances where you're going to get that first down and stay on the field. Try to, the best you can, eliminate as many third and long situations against this defense, against his scheme, and those give you a chance to possibly win.
Doug, when you give Carson freedom at the line to check the plays, et cetera, is that only in tempo?
No, it's in other areas. Yes.
And how many plays? How much freedom is he given? Is it just like a one or two play, two plays, or is it?
It could be many. I would say looking, you know, in a normal game plan week, you're probably looking at, you know, five or six that we you know, because the formation might dictate a certain way, and but just giving him, you know, an opportunity to put us into a better play. But it's not a lot, because we don't want to bog him down mentally, that he's thinking too much up there. We want him just to play and react.
Doug, following up on Sidney, when you say push through the threshold, what do you exactly mean by that?
Well, I think sometimes with an injury, well, I don't care what type of injury, you get to that point where you just got to, through your rehab and conditioning, you've kind of... you got to push yourself, you know, and you got to bust through and say, okay, I feel good, you know, and I still might be a little sore, but I feel good. And so that's kind of what I mean by that, just kind of that threshold where you kind of break through the glass and you're on the other side of it. And then once you get to that point, you know, all the mental stuff goes away, and now you can just focus on ball again.
Doug, to follow up on that autonomy of line scrimmage for Carson, does that change home versus road? Does it become more difficult?
It's difficult, especially in, you know, we know we've got, you know, these two dome games coming up. Atlanta was a challenge with the dome game, being able to do with the communication, with the noise. But we're still going to give him, you know, these checks and audibles, you know, to do. It's one of the strengths that I think our offense has been able to handle crowd noise well, and use of nonverbal, you know, communication with signals and things like that. But we still want to be able to take advantage if we can and put ourselves in a situation that could be successful.
Is there any sense of nostalgia going back to Minneapolis, you know, and seeing what happened the last time you guys were there?
No, I mean, you know, I remember my days even in Green Bay. You know, we'd go over to the Metrodome there and play, and that place would be rocking and shaking, and you watch the video on Monday, and it was, you know, crowd is loud, and you know, the guy on the motorcycle is running around and riding his bike, and it's a great place. I mean, it's a great place, and obviously, you know, we had success the last time, but this is different. You know, this is a crowd's going to be different. The environment's going to be different. It's a noon game. You know, we got to get ourselves ready to play a good football team, and obviously the crowd will be in their favor. Yeah, I think that's just, you know, just a product of, you know, just that, just the ball bounced an awkward way the other day. He thought that it possibly got touched. And so he's trying to make a play, you know, in that situation. So, you know, we chalk it up to that. As far as the game plan, yeah, you know, Corey's, you know, up to speed with everything we're doing. You know, I would expect him to fully understand and grasp the game plan this week. You know, with where Darren is right now, you know, yeah, we got to get him ready to play.
Who is your punt returner right now?
You. We're going to work a couple guys there this week.
You don't know yet?
I do.
Okay. Figured as much.
Yeah.
On Monday, you mentioned Dalvin Cook. The Rangers were the Eagles interested in him. It's been well chronicled. How close were you guys to getting him, and what was your read on him going into the draft?
Yeah, we were close right there at that time. I just remember going back and watching him coming out in the draft and studying him a little bit. Really liked his explosiveness, you know, not with the ball in his hands, but he was also a good catch. You know, he'd catch the ball out of the backfield, and there was a lot of explosive plays, you know, on his tape. So, you know, was real comfortable with him, yeah, we were close to pulling the trigger on that one.
When you went through the evaluation period of whether to bring a trade for Deshaun, how much did his injury history factor into the decision to bring here? He hadn't played in a 16-game season, I think, only once or twice in his career.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it, but it's not what makes or breaks the deal. We know the type of player that we were getting, the explosiveness, you know, an electric player that wanted to be back in Philly. But yeah, the injury part, you know, didn't factor into it much at all.
But that says what Harrison seems he's playing you, knowing that there's not much of a threat over the top of it, being more aggressive, challenging
more. No, I mean, they're playing their defense, honestly. You know, they still got to account for Alshon and Nelly, and of course the two tight ends that we have, and then, you know, the success of the run game. They just continue to play their defense. I would say the only team that really kind of got out of, and really not got out, is in their nature, was Detroit, where they doubled Zach on third downs. You know, they didn't want Zach to really, you know, get going. They doubled him in the red zone. But other than that, teams have really been just kind of sticking to their game plan. Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, there he is.
I don't want to hear you guys were close to Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's rubbing salt in your wound.
I mean, for real?
I'm surprised he said that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. You were close to Dalvin Cook? Ugh. Love you, but, you know, I love Dalvin Cook. I spent that whole, leading up to that whole draft, talking about Dalvin Cook. Baldy and I. Dalvin Cook. I mean, we're making people crazy.
We unearthed a tweet a couple weeks ago about, before that draft, about Dalvin Cook and how you felt about him. Mm. And now you hear we were close to Dalvin.
I don't want to hear that. That drives me nuts. Did you think Doug got the Super Bowl reference?
I don't know if he's just downplaying it, but I don't know if he did get it, because then he cited Green Bay.
I think he was thinking like Minnesota. I don't think he remembered about the site of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and Philly. And the fact that they were there.
Yeah, he ended up saying the environment will be a little different, and obviously the crowd will be in their favor this time. But I think it took him a while.
Right?
The hamster was spinning.
I mean, at first, right? Like,
yeah, you're right.
Because he brought up the Green Bay thing, and, you know. All right. Well, I mean, I get it. Like, you're not. First of all, he doesn't want to do that today. Like, the last thing he feels, he talked to the media.
Yeah.
Right?
Who's your punt returner? You.
Yeah. And I know. You know what's weird? He's sandbagging his punt returner, but he's tells you that Jordan Howard's going to get the bulk of the carries from now on. Which I didn't understand. Like, why? I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah. I said to Andrew, I said, when he was being asked about that, I go, I think he might try and walk this one back a little bit. And he sort of attempted to walk it.
He said,
back.
Oh, Walt's going to be the hot hand.
Yeah. So
after earlier this week, he said Jordan Howard's going to get the majority of the carries.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
a little perplexing. By the way, let's give away a pair of Temple tickets, Ant. The Cherry and the White.
Play the song.
Yeah. They battle Memphis. That's this Saturday, noon, Lincoln Financial Field. Don't miss Temple homecoming festivities at the game. You going, Andrew?
I'll be down the shore.
Fight,
down the shore, though.
Okay, but what?
Yeah, I'm going down the shore this weekend.
Nice. Yeah. No, what are you doing?
I'm going to golf a little bit, fish a little bit.
Brigantine?
Yeah.
Nice.
Take the dog, because now you're allowed to after September 31st whatever.
You go on the beach. You go with your family?
I'll be visiting the parents this weekend.
Good job. Nice.
Kids tickets for game day
go to what's the bar on the beach?
Laguna?
Yeah.
My dad's been there every Sunday to watch the Eagles games.
On the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Except this past Sunday, he was at the Elks, which is another great establishment.
Wow, your father's an Elks.
Yes, he is.
So Tooch is an Elk.
Is he really?
I was an Elk.
You were?
I was an Elk.
Well, yes. He's got to get sponsored.
Yeah.
I never knew any of this stuff.
You don't know about the club?
I didn't know any of this
stuff.
There's
a secret handshake and everything.
So there's an Elks, like a bar, right? So he went with all the guys on the island. The old guys on the island. And he was hanging with them. And they go, she brought him to the bar. It was like cheap, you know.
Cheap cocktails, right.
And he goes, I want to be able to be a member.
Yep.
So they had
a great spot, man.
They brick his finger, the whole thing.
So he said he was going to become an Elk.
I was an Elk because on your way up to Penn State, that golf course that's on the right on 322 right before you get to State College.
I don't know that.
That's the Elks Club golf course.
Really?
And I had to become an Elk to become a member of the golf course.
Okay.
So, yeah, I didn't
know that.
Yeah, I'm an Elksman.
I didn't know you. I can see you being a possum, but yeah. I didn't know it.
They don't have the possum club. I don't know what they serve there, but kids tickets for the game are only $10. Visit owlstix.com. So on the contest line, 215-263-0975. Anthony, I ask you for the number caller. Where are you going with today? You going to go with Ben? 25?
I would.
Or just go 3?
I would, but like you can't go 25.
Yeah, you put the kid through a lot of work.
Dylan's back there.
But it's a 3-pointer.
I know, but you can go 3. All right, go 3. That's
you
fine.
Go 3?
Yeah.
Not for AI.
I was going to go 10.
You want to go dime?
But I go because I missed Deshaun.
It's funny to me, too.
I missed Deshaun, too, by the way.
But all I do is go 11 or 10 every day. So I'll go 3.
All right, you're going to go 3.
Yeah, 76.
Yeah. Who's back? Dylan's back there?
Yeah, Dylan.
Can he count to 76?
Poor Dylan.
That's all right. So the third caller on the contest line will score the Temple tickets. Visit owlstix.com. 215-263-0975. That's the number to score the tickets. It is the Midday Show. Couple open lines, Ant. 610-632-0975. We've been talking some Eagles, been talking some Sixers, talking a little Phillies, a little Flyers home opener.
I'm not really talking Phillies.
Yeah, you're calling moratorium on it, and I don't blame you, and I'm with you on it. It is the Midday Show. That is Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. We're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. In fact, it's time to tell you about the Bagster. What I would love to do is get a slew of Bagsters and bring them to Citizens Bank Park. The Bagster, first of all, it's great because you can get it at Home Depot or Lowe's or any home improvement store for just $29.99. So you get it, and then you can fill the Bagster up. So, like, I would have the Clentac Bagster with all the Clentacs in there. I'd have the Ned Rice Bagster in the assistant GM stuff from his desk. I'd have the President Bagster from the McPhail. See, you can't spell Bagster with a PH. Right, a Bagster. Then I call Waste Management, boom. See, it can work for any home improvement job that you have. So whether you're trying to fix the Phillies or you're just trying to fix your basement or, I don't know, the bathroom or doing some sort of job. So you're a pro or a Joe. My boy Marco, who's a big-time contractor, he uses the Bagster. It's great. Go to thebagster.com. Find the store nearest you for more details. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up. The bags, dumps in a bag.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11:56 on a Wednesday. Flyers home opener tonight. A little Flyer hockey. Jason will be heading down there.
Sure.
And then it was funny. So we're excited talking about the Simmons 3 for a couple reasons. Less the fact that he hits a 3 against, you know, a team. The fact that he just took it, made it, and everybody went nuts was awesome. And I'll tell you, Brett's response, and I want you to play, Tunis, do me a favor.
I haven't heard this.
Tunis played it before. This is Brett Brown. And so Brett was completely doused anything to do with the three-pointer. And it's funny because I don't know. Brett's a serious guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have to try to have a little more fun this year. Loosen up. Like, yeah. I think he needs to loosen up a little bit. He's a deep fella. Like,
yeah. Serious.
Serious guy. Stoic. Deep. Like a beautiful soul. Like, he's one of these guys that's just a beautiful soul type of guy. But take a listen to it, and then we'll discuss his demeanor.
The whole thing is so overblown. I think in general, you know, it's so inflated, the attention, and that's what I think. You know, just not going to react over it. Like, and I really mean that.
All right. So,
is that Pop or Brett?
Right. So, you know, here's the thing.
Wow.
He doesn't want to draw too much attention to it.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons, right? However, the whole free world reacted to it. So, my advice to Brett is to just enjoy a little bit.
Cut loose a little bit.
Have a little fun. This is a season. I know there's a lot riding on
mm-hmm.
it. But the regular season, they're going to be really, really good. And it, you can let your hair down a little bit. Have some fun with it.
There'll be a time to be serious.
Like, you could say, like, you know, Doug's good at this. Like, Doug's good at, you know.
Yeah.
It's something you don't really want to go down. He'll try to make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
He'll try to, you know, hit you with a little quip, which is cool. Which, you know, which is a tact.
Yeah.
And I think Brett, instead of taking it like, yeah, the whole free world reacted to this three-pointer. So, you know, smile about it. Ah, guess what? That shook Twitter up, huh?
Yeah.
Like, say something like that where...
Some quippy, whatever.
Yeah.
To prove you're human. it was very Popovich. Told things overblown, you know, that whole thing. It was very Pop to me.
Yeah, well, Pop actually wouldn't say anything. He'd go, big deal. Next question.
He's like Belichick.
Yeah.
We're on to the Jets.
Now, it was interesting because the Vegas, the sports books, reacted to the Ben 3.
Yeah, I got one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean in the MVP odds?
So this is from PointsBet USA, right? We'll see if the other ones start changing as well. But the Ben Simmons odds to win MVP were at +10,000. Wow. They have since gone down to +8,000 just after last night.
Based on a 3 in an exhibition game. Huh? And they look at it and go, well, if he's willing to take that shot and he's going to be willing to take some mid-range shots, and he's going to be more dangerous. So, okay. That stands to reason, I guess.
Still good value.
80-1 at Parks Casino.
I think that the hardest part about his value is going to be the splintering with a guy like Embiid.
Yeah,
teammate splintering of the MVP.
Yeah, except this is my, you're right, and it happens a lot with anybody, right? So LeBron and Anthony Davis, like any place you got multiple stars. But this is why he's value. Embiid is the player that could actually win an MVP, right?
Yeah.
But is he going to be a... Is he going to play more than 65 games?
No, that hurts him.
It does hurt him in the MVP.
Ben plays 78 to 82.
Right.
Yeah. And he plays a lot of minutes.
Right. So I think there's value in the Simmons for MVP.
Yeah. Andrew put a poll up on that, 975 middays, and it's brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning and Duct Cleaning. Got a cold wife? Cans can warm her up with special financing and rebates up to $1,925 on a new heating system. Visit MarvinEcans.com for an estimate. Here's how the poll reads.
Real quick, can we make it 4 in a row?
Well,
you're
riding a heater right
Danny
now.
Danny Dimes looking to make it 4 in a row.
Yeah. Well, here it is. Let's see if Anthony gives you the 4-point play. How are you reacting to Ben Simmons' 3-point shot from last night? And there's three options. Number one is celebrating. Number two is still need to see more. Or the third option is who cares, he should make them. 45% right now say celebrating. 29% say still need to see more. And then 26% saying who cares, should make them. So the overriding favorite there, though, celebrating is 45%.
I'm surprised it's only 45.
Would you think it'd be more like 60 on that?
Yeah, after last night, the way people reacted, I was surprised it was only 45.
Well, I mean, you can celebrate it and say you still need to see more, though. You know what I mean? It's kind of, you know, it was a preseason game. We need to see it in the regular season, but we haven't gotten there yet, so we can't see that yet.
Yeah, it's like, to me, I don't know. To me, that's a fun one.
And just live in the moment.
Yeah.
Well, so, 4 in a row, Ant? You give the kid 4 for 4?
I'll give him a blue pit. So he gets the 4, but it's kind of like a cheapy. Because,
oh my God.
First of all, it's an easy pull. It's in your face. He only goes 3 options, which he loses points. It's kind of lazy.
Oh, the 4th option, dude.
And your wording was not
10-8 would have been a good option.
I would have went with a different wording.
I still got the 4. That's all that matters.
But I give it to you because the subject matter, but it was really like a layup. Like, you couldn't miss it.
Yeah. Yeah, what would, like, the other poll question could have been?
So I'll give him the 4.
All right. Hey, you're in the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's progress on its own right there, that he got the benefit of the doubt. So good on Andrew. He's having a good week. We'll see if he can keep her going. Got a heater going.
He's got a heater going. I love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.